The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from Cart Subaru Studios. Welcome to our top stories this hour. And it's quite the performance art that's going on from the Seattle City Council right now as they are about to repeal the jobs tax that they unanimously voted for less than a month ago. Let's get to this breaking news.
The Big Lead. Breaking news.
Okay, I told you yesterday why they're repealing this, and I added more today. It is because they saw such public disgust with taxing jobs that they know that people would go out. They had enough votes or enough signatures to get a repeal on the ballot in November. And if the voters went to repeal that tax, they would all vote out these current city council members. Seven of them are up for re-election next year. They're afraid that they're going to lose their jobs next year. But this November, there's going to be a massive property tax hike on the ballot. And they were afraid. They're calling it a $636 million K-12 education levy. And the city council is so afraid that they would have no votes for that $636 million property tax, that they want to repeal the head tax and hope that there aren't a bunch of angry anti-tax people voting in November. Now, it would be an awfully stupid populace if it makes sense to say no, and you should say no to every tax measure that is ever put on the ballot. Every single one of them. Because the city, adjusted for inflation and population growth, is collecting more money than ever before in our history. It is not a lack of revenues. But first of all, the head tax supporters, they beautifully, melodically broke into song at the beginning of this clown show down at City Hall.
Everybody's got a right to live.
Oh, sorry. Everybody's got a right to live. And so we should take money from other people and give it to us so we can live. Because just going and singing at city council meetings, that ain't living. Okay, this is pretty amazing. So let's start with Lisa Herbold. Ooh, she's the grandma with a nose ring. Makes her cool and hip. So Lisa Herbold pretty much admitted that the reason she's voting for this repeal is because she's afraid she's going to be voted out of city council next year if she doesn't vote for the repeal. It's all very bizarre.
One testifier today said that she feels like crying. I do too. However, today, as I take this vote that runs counter to my values as a person, I do so because of an inescapable irony. The Chamber of Commerce has convinced the vast majority of Seattleites, not the vast majority of people here today, but the vast majority of Seattleites, one, they now believe that increased human suffering in this city is a result of government inefficiency.
Okay, that is absolutely true. Every problem that we have in Seattle is because of government inefficiency. The heroin problem, the homelessness problem, the crime problem, every single problem that we have is because of government inefficiency. But Lisa Herbold, the grandma with a nose ring, she says, oh, the Chamber of Commerce has convinced you of that. No. And I've got a bunch of people texting me and emailing me saying thank you to our radio show. But all I do is put out there the facts. And the facts are that this is not only as inefficient, but as incompetent. And also, I guess I'll go here. I bet if you compared our city council's average IQ to most other major cities, I bet we wouldn't do very well. I'm pretty sure of that. It's just, it's incompetent, inefficient. But Herbold's all upset because the Chamber of Commerce, she says, has convinced us that all these problems are because of government inefficiency. Well, yes, that is why we have all of these problems, Lisa.
That increased human suffering in this city is a result of government inefficiency, despite all the things that I've told you about the housing that we build and the people that we shelter.
Okay, now let's get into that. So your policies of decriminalizing drugs, your policies of let's attract as many drug addicts as possible from around the country has played a gigantic role in this homelessness issue. And now I'm really intrigued because Ursula just came into the studio here. Do we have something new?
Well, yeah, at City Hall right now, you know, they're just getting the voting underway. And it was Shama Sawant's turn to vote. And her supporters have just kind of taken over this vote count. And so there's a bit of chaos right now.
They really? Wouldn't allow the vote to begin with.
Yeah.
And then they were screaming over Harrell.
And then
they took the vote without being able to hear anybody.
And you can hear some of the council members saying, aren't there rules about this? And I don't know exactly what's happening because we're trying to monitor on live TV.
Do we have audio of that yet? Working on them not allowing the vote?
Yeah, there's lots of.
Yeah, so Sean's got it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
we
got to be careful.
So this.
Because they were chanting some expletives.
Well, should we risk it?
It might be a little risky.
It's designed to generate more money.
Yeah, no. So I think it's done. Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not going quite so smoothly.
Yeah, it's interesting to me that people like Mike O'Brien
and it is now passed, by the way. So it happened.
So it is repealed.
Yeah, it is repealed.
7-2, like we expected.
Hang on a second, I'm just getting it from our editor
now. Okay. But yeah, I mean Mike O'Brien, who gets kicked out of that event a couple of weeks ago, and his wife reportedly was screaming F the fishermen. It's funny to hear Mike O'Brien say that they need to be more civil down at City Hall, and his wife apparently wasn't very civil as he was being kicked out of that event a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, so I'm told the vote was 7-2 as expected. So mm-hmm. Sawant and Teresa Mosqueda are the two that said no.
I'm loving the fact that the chaos this city council has brought on, they've been cultivating increasingly wacky people. They've moved so far in the Sawant direction. And, this morning, Sawant was blasting the Democrat Party, saying that the Democrats have ruined Seattle, which is true. But her proposal is, so now let's go socialist communist. And of course.
Well, she also just mentioned now that as far as she is concerned, Jeff Bezos is the enemy. That just happened.
Okay. Well, we're working on getting audio of all of this stuff. It's just insane chaos at City Hall. Let's listen to more of Lisa Herbold and how upset she is that she's voting to repeal the tax she voted to approve less than a month ago.
They now believe, the vast majority of Seattleites believe, that we have to lead first with a regional funding approach that will likely be actually reliant on higher property taxes or sales taxes for all taxpayers, and that's preferable to getting resources from those most benefiting from income inequality.
Oh, be quiet. So they're still talking like they don't have enough money. They're still talking. Again, I'll repeat this a million times. Boston is almost the exact same size as Seattle. Their city budget is $3.1 million. Seattle's is $5.6 billion, almost double. And they're all talking like they don't have enough tax money. The fact of the matter is they waste so much money and they are so inefficient that is the problem. So now she's threatening all of us with the property tax increase for the homelessness issue. You put that before the voters. You see if any of us want to raise our property taxes, which are already sky high, so we can pay for a bunch of your crazy ideas to take heroin addicts and move them into small houses where they can continue to shoot up heroin, which is one of the plans right now. Or what Sally Dime Bagshaw asked a couple days ago, can we look into having the taxpayers buy the heroin for the addicts. You come to us with a property tax increase for those ideas and see how well that goes over. Insane. Like, it's just pure insanity.
In Seattle paying their share. This is what the vast majority of Seattle residents believe today. And we don't have the time and we don't have the resources necessary to change enough minds to be successful at the polls in November. I am personally no stranger to being out fundraised. And in my own case, I was out fundraised 3-1 by the chamber, landlord, and developers. Unfortunately, I and other people who are out there on the streets doing this work, have reached the conclusion that this is not a winnable battle at this time with this particular measure.
Because the people say you've got enough money. It's not that we hate the head tax in particular. It's that we hate your inefficiency. We hate the fact that we're giving you more tax money than we've ever given in our history, and you can't even make a dent in the problem. In fact, you've made the problem much worse. You have policies that attract addicts from all around the country, and some of those homeless addicts are attempting to rape women in the Golden Gardens bathroom or brutally actually raping a woman in a Ballard car dealership bathroom. Your policies are attracting, and that was a guy from Arizona in the Golden Gardens attack. It was a guy from Texas in the car dealership rape. You got an illegal who was brought to this area, who's been deported twice, who tried to abduct a 13-year-old girl in Auburn on Friday morning. Your policies are dragging people from all around the country because Seattle is the place to be if you're an addict. It's the lowest barrier. You can shoot up. I just got an email from, I wonder if I could go back and find this email. I got an email from a listener whose daughter works down in Pioneer Square, and I'm not going to mention for what company. Oh, here it is. Dory, my 28-year-old daughter works in Pioneer Square. She weighs 120 pounds, so I already worry about her safety commuting on the Sounder train every day to work. She just sent this text to me. I had to change my walk from the train to my office because my normal sidewalk is now covered in tents. Now it's going to be a longer walk. And the dad says, I'm so pissed. These are public sidewalks, and my hardworking daughter should be able to use them for their intended use, to walk on. But because we have a city council and a mayor and a police department that has enabled drug addicted vagrants from all around the country here, and then they have the audacity, Lisa Herbold, minutes ago, well, we're going to have to raise your property taxes now. Baloney. You have plenty of money. Start doing your jobs. Start cleaning up the streets with what you have. Stop trying to attract so many drug addicts from around America here. Here's Sawant at the city council minutes ago.
I have a news flash for this council. This was never going to be easy.
Oh, are you kidding me? I got to go back and find this. Here was Sawant at her rally with her socialist communist friends this morning.
I have a newsflash for the council members who say they have no choice. I have a newsflash for them. Mm-hmm. This was never going to be easy.
Okay, so that was her newsflash this morning. And now here's Sawant just minutes ago.
I have a newsflash for this council. This was never going to be easy. It is no surprise in any way whatsoever that big business has launched a campaign of lies and distortion.
Oh, I can't listen anymore. So she's like a walking push alert on my phone now. Newsflash! Newsflash! I have a newsflash! Everything's a newsflash! Ooh! So want and flash. I don't want to hear those words together. Here's Mike O'Brien. Mike O'Brien, who has done as much to create this problem as possible. Mike O'Brien, who smirks at his Ballard constituents who have, you know, come to him with legitimate, heartfelt concerns about the home invasions and the car break-ins. And he laughs through it. He smirks through it. Mike O'Brien, who has told people whose budgets are too tight, if you avoid the tunnel, I'm just going to try to toll all the downtown streets, because he's smarter than everybody else. Michael Bryan, who's never wanted for anything in his lifetime through his fine Lakeside and Duke educations. So Michael Bryan, he's all distraught now because he, too, has changed the vote that he made less than a month ago.
I do not see a path where we can move forward where 6 months from now, 8 months from now, we will actually have the revenue to do what we need. And I can't tell you how hard it is for me to say that publicly. And so I'm in a position where I'm going to vote to repeal this, and I do not have a replacement for you.
Like the guy who snuck in a boo right at the end. Boo! It's like he knew we were about to cut off the soundbite. I better get my boo in quick here.
This, and I do not have a replacement for you.
There's one yay and one boo. Yay! Boo! Oh, man. I love that these people have to deal with all of the turmoil that they have carefully cultivated and brought on themselves. And Michael Bryan, spare us the fake pain in your voice. You know, when your constituents came to you with their crime concerns and you smiled and smirked your way through it, you know, pardon us for not really believing your fake pain today. You don't believe any of your constituents' pain. Let's see. You want to hear Teresa Mosqueda? She's one of the two who voted against the repeal, so she still wants the jobs tax.
When I see construction jobs being threatened, I will work my ass off to make sure that there is a solution. And that is what we did. And within 48 hours of buying off on the proposal that this council unanimously approved, Amazon turned around and funded the opposition. And I don't care if you're with labor or if you're with business, a hollow handshake and a broken promise is not good practice.
So let me get this straight. So you're upset because Amazon fought against a tax that would have cost them tens of millions of dollars a year. You expect them to just roll over and give their money to the most inefficient, ineffective city council in the country. Yeah, that'd be great business by them. Okay, and then here's the city council just moments ago trying to vote while all of the SWAT wackos are shouting them down.
I will register the no vote.
Well, no.
Register both.
I think it's a no vote.
Yeah.
So she voted no. She voted no. Record the no.
So they're voting and they're trying to talk into their mics. Like, she voted no. Everybody in the crowd is trying to chant them down, like they're going to stop this. You know, like, oh, if we shout loud and long enough, we're going to stop. Can you tell what they're chanting in the background there while they're voting?
Well, I've been trying to figure that out. I think they're saying don't vote repeal.
Okay,
don't
it's repeal. Something repeal.
No.
Okay, now here's the people who wanted the repeal, and they're chanting no head tax. The other side, something repeal. I can't tell.
It's chaos.
Oh, man. They deserve every bit of grief. You have, as a body, as an elected body, you have caused so much grief. You have done so much to destroy this city that I love, the city of my birth, the city that I've either lived or worked in every day of my life. And you nine wackos, your buddy, the accused child rapist who used to be mayor, the incredibly ineffective and robotic current mayor, and you nine people, you have done so much to increase crime, to waste money. You've done more to impact housing affordability than regular supply and demand economics would because of all of the taxes you've pushed through, all of which get passed along to the renters you care claim to care about. You deserve every bit of grief that you are getting because you have done so much to cause and inflict grief on your citizens. So if they're having a tough day, they are simply living the effects that they have created themselves. That's the chaos going on right now at City Hall. I'm going to take a quick time out. We're going to keep checking for more audios. All of this is just coming in, and we will continue our breaking news coverage here as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Tell you what, I just cannot believe what I'm hearing. At City Hall, all this going on as we speak, and that soundbite that Ursula just played is rather remarkable to me. And in all seriousness, while I'm enjoying, is it Schadenfreude? Am I having a moment of Schadenfreude here? If people who I think have inflicted grief are now getting grief? I don't know how to use Schadenfreude.
It's not one I use either, although I know it's German in its origin.
When you get pleasure from other people's failures.
Is that it?
Oh, there you go. Then
I'm having a moment of Schadenfreude then. So, but in all seriousness, if the people of this area don't get rid of Kshama Sawant, you're going to bring down this regional economy, because if I'm Jeff Bezos, and I hear a member of the Seattle City Council, here they've built Mary's Place for these homeless families in one of the new Amazon buildings. They've created so many jobs. They've created so much in tax revenue. They have rededicated themselves to this city. And to hear a member of the Seattle City Council say...
President Harrell, I think they're asking you...
Oh, that was Harrell trying to hold up the vote. Here's what Sawant said.
It is magical thinking to believe that somehow you will be able to win a tax like this without making enemies out of Jeff Bezos. No, Jeff Bezos is our enemy. He is our enemy. And we have to fight big business. The question is, will we have elected representatives who will fight with us or not?
And she's just purely lying there, because this was not about big business. This was a lot of citizens. This was a lot of people who said, you're getting more than enough money. Shauna Levine is somebody who was down there this afternoon, and she said, look, I was just gathering signatures because it's just a waste of money.
These people don't seem to hear us. You know, the people that are claiming that we, you know, I mean, it's just very personal, because I collected signature by signature, and these are real people talking. These people don't seem to acknowledge that there is another point of view.
Yeah, and the point of view is you have plenty of money. And let me give you some examples here. As I listen to all these council members talk about how we've got to get more revenues for this homelessness problem when they already collect plenty in taxes. Let's talk about that streetcar project, $50 million over budget. And in their budget meetings last week, they were talking about, how do we keep funding this First Hill streetcar? They said that it's going to need $50 million more in local funding. And they want to get bonds for that. For a streetcar that is so far short in ridership and revenues from their projections. We don't need a streetcar downtown. You don't need $50 million. You got that liar, Rob Johnson, who pretends that he has no idea that all of his constituents over in Wedgwood don't want a bicycle lane and a road diet. And then they get emails and text messages that prove that he knew that back in December of 2016. So you got stinking liars like Rob Johnson, who wants to spend a fortune to take a perfectly good functional street and make it dysfunctional, to ruin it for car traffic, to ruin the businesses along the street. Rob Johnson is a guy who just will lie because the bicycle community that got him elected told him to. You got people like Mike O'Brien, who was buddies with Scott Kubley. You know, Scott Kubley scams the taxpayers out of millions of dollars, lying about that Pronto bike share. The city council, all of these morons, and yes, sorry I'm so fired up, all these morons on the city council who voted to give millions of dollars to Pronto bike share just months before they shut it down. But oh man, they stole millions of tax dollars to give to Scott Kubley's buddies, his cronies in the bicycle business. And then Scott Kubley gets bounced and gets a big six-figure job with a bike share company after scamming millions of dollars through the Seattle City Council and under the nose of the incompetence on the Seattle City Council. So spare me as I listen to them talk about, we don't have enough revenues. Your seawall project, what was that, $100 million over budget? The $1 billion that tunnel's going to be over budget when all is said and done? Going to be a huge lawsuit? You're going to try to stick that on the rest of the people in the state? There's a lot of legal minds that say, no, the people of Seattle are going to be on the hook for that. That whole scam that was engineered by mayors past and city council members present. So yeah, as I listen to all of their grief, but the thing that you must stand up against, that we must stand up against, as you heard, they are now going to try to go to the county and the state. They're going to try to get money from everybody in the state, everybody who's listening to me right now. And they say, well, we're going to have to make this a regional effort. And they're going to try to increase property taxes. They're going to try to increase the sales tax. They're going to try to get money from every single person in the state to pay for their incompetence. And when they say we don't have the revenues, nonsense. They have blown. I'll give you another example. I told you about this one a week ago. Let me take a quick timeout. I got to make sure you are fully informed on the depth of incompetence that we're talking about here. Much more as we cover this breaking news here on the Dory Monson Show. And down the stretch we come. So as we listen to the Seattle City Council just absolutely whining about not having enough of our tax money, you hear people like Lisa Herbold, who just went on and on about how they're going to have to raise property taxes or raise the sales tax from people all around the county or all around the state to pay for their incompetence. Let me give you yet another example. Because I've been talking about, you know, the streetcar, the project, you know, where they stole money from taxpayers to give to the bike share business. All of these things. Let me give you another example. This one was in the SCC Insight, which covers the Seattle City Council. They had this a week or so ago. One of the things that they've decided is they're going to build, they're going to spend $1.4 million to put a health clinic at Nova Alternative High School, and it's going to be only for LGBTQ kids. And they say currently LGBTQ students attending Nova can access health clinic facilities at Garfield or World High Schools, but they said that they often don't feel welcome there. So the city council said, and this is the thing, if you attach around here, if you attach LGBTQ to anything, then it becomes sacred and nobody can speak out against it. Nobody can question it. And of course, the city council says, oh, let's just give them $1.4 million. Do they have health clinics for, you know, girls who don't feel comfortable sitting where boys are? Or boys who don't feel comfortable sitting where girls are? No. They have health clinics at the high schools. But here some students come in and they say, well, we're part of the LGBTQ community. And they, oh, $1.4 million. Now take that and multiply it times, you know, 1,000, 10,000. And you're talking about real money all of a sudden. And until this city council starts prioritizing, and if you want to make homelessness a priority, then make it a priority. But cut out all of the nonsense. Get rid of the streetcar spending. Get rid of all the road diets and the bike lanes. And the fact that they said they could build a bike lane for $800,000 and it went to $12 million a mile. Until you get rid of all of that stuff, infrastructure, they say they can't build a new Magnolia Bridge. They're going to leave all those people on Magnolia stranded in gridlock on the two tiny roads that will go in and out in Mid and North Magnolia. They can't replace a bridge. Why not? Well, because of all this other spending. They need $50 million for a streetcar. Now, that's just either incompetency or it's just a criminal conspiracy to funnel money to the people who get them elected. But you can't replace a bridge that, you know, so many people use every single day. Jeez, this has been a crazy day locally. So we had all that audio for you, all that breaking news from City Hall. Nationally, of course, Trump had that meeting with Kim, the North Korea dictator. I like this line from Trump. He said that he hopes things are going to work out.
I think he's going to do these things. I may be wrong. I mean, I may stand before you in 6 months and say, hey, I was wrong. I don't know that I'll ever admit that, but I'll find some kind of an excuse.
There's a level of self-awareness from Trump there. I'll never admit I'm wrong. I'll come up with some excuse. Let's see. He was talking about Kim and how he just wants to save the people of North Korea. And this is what I found, you know, a little unnerving, is if Trump can get North Korea denuked and make the world safer, that's a great and noble thing to do. But there's no reason to trust Kim, and it is a little upsetting to see the United States flag next to the North Korean flag, because that's a murderous, despotic regime. But he says that Kim's intentions are pure.
He's smart, loves his people. He loves his country. He wants a lot of good things, and that's why he's doing this.
But he's starved them. He's been brutal to them. He still loves his people?
Look, he's doing what he's seen done. I mean, if you look at it, but I really have to go by today and by yesterday.
So he says he's hoping that he's changed. Hey, since you've stuck with me all through the show this afternoon, I want to do something nice for you. Mariners are on fire. I got a pair of Mariner tickets that I want to give away. So if you are the fifth caller right now at 888-973-CHIRO, that's 888-973-CHIRO. I'm going to give you two tickets to this Friday's Mariners game when they take on the Red Sox. And all fans are invited to stick around after the game to enjoy the first fireworks show of the summer. So if you don't win the tickets, go to mariners.com, get tickets, see the fireworks, see the Mariners. Fifth caller right now, 888-973-CHIRO. I got to get out of here. I've said everything that I have to say for today. But I am going to go think of a bunch of new stuff for tomorrow's show. Ron Don next. See you tomorrow. I knew.
Rolling by on the road to greatness. We did that. You did that. I did that. That's what we did.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.